अखण्डम् सच्चिदानन्दम् अवाङ्मनसगोचरम् आत्मानमखिलाधारम् आश्रयेऽभीष्टसिद्धये। द महावाक्य consists of three relations. The first one is padayoh samanadhikaranyam. The samanadhikaranya sambandha between the two words, tatpada and tvampada. That means the two words tat and tvam are in apposition. They refer to the same object. Like capital of India, capital is Delhi. Delhi is the capital. Delhi and capital refer to the same object. Therefore they are in apposition. The second relationship is visheshana visheshya bhava. And visheshana visheshya bhava means mutual elimination of distinction. The tat eliminates tvam being anything other than tat. And the tat eliminates, the tvam eliminates everything other than tvam as far as tat is concerned. Like I have given the example of blue lotus. When I say blue, the word blue eliminates any other possibility than blue in the lotus. It eliminates the red color, it eliminates the yellow color, it eliminates the white color, everything like that. That is called visheshana visheshya bhava. We have seen in the last class. And the third relation is lakshya lakshana sambandha, employer implied relationship. The example was soyam devadattaha. In fact, all three we gave soyam devadattaha only. But for lakshya lakshana sambandha, soyam devadattaha stands very good. Saha refers to the Devadatta of that time, past. Devadatta in the past. Ayam refers to Devadatta pertaining to this time. There are mutually opposite attributes. Devadatta of that time, 1980, he has no beard, no mustache. The voice is different. But Devadatta today, beard is there, mustache is there, voice is different, aged. Mutually opposite attributes you give up. Then what remains is the just Devadatta, pure Devadatta. It is the lakshya, the implied meaning of the two words, saha and ayam. Therefore, there is implied meaning between the pure Devadatta and the two words saha and ayam, or the pure Devadatta and the meanings, the Vachyarthas of Saha and Ayam. This Laksha Lakshana Sambandha, you can take either between the word and meaning, word and implied meaning, or between word and, or between direct meaning and implied meaning. Either way you can take. Either between word and implied meaning, or between direct meaning and implied meaning. That is Laksha Lakshana Sambandha. Implication. And these implications are of three types. I said in the last class that there are two types of vrittis. Vritti is the process of arriving at the word of a meaning, arriving at the meaning of a word. There is word and there is meaning. The word is different from the meaning. When I say flower, this is the object, the meaning. The flower, F-L-O-W-E-R, it is the word. So word and meaning are different. And from the word you have to arrive at the meaning. This process is called vritti. Either you can say it is the process of arriving at the word, the meaning from the word, or you can also say it is the relationship between the word and meaning. Because you arrive at the meaning by using the relationship, the word and meaning. That is called vritti. There are two types of vrittis. One is, according to some people, there are more vrittis also, but we, as of now, we need only two vrittis. One is called Abhidha Vrittihi. Abhidha Vrittihi. Abhidha Vritti is the process of arriving at the direct meaning. Vachyartha. Direct meaning. Nothing big about it. It's a technical word, that's all. When a word refers to its direct meaning, it is Abhidhavritti. The direct meaning is arrived at by Abhidhavritti. Then there is another type of vritti called Lakshana Vrittihi. Lakshana Dirgha. Lakshana Vrittihi. Lakshana Vrittihi means implication. Sometimes the direct meaning cannot fit in the sentence. If you take the direct meaning of a word, the sentence doesn't make sense. It doesn't fit. There is virodha. The example given is Gangayam Ghoshaha. There is a village called Ghosha. Ghosha is a cowherd village. On the bank of Ganga. On Ganga. Gangayam Ghosha. On Ganga, there is a cowherd village. The Ganga, if you take the direct meaning, what it means, it is the water. Water flow. That is Ganga. On the water, a village cannot stand. Therefore, there is contradiction. Virodha is there. Therefore, direct meaning cannot be taken. Then what you have to do is go for implication. Go for Lakshana. And Lakshana involves taking a meaning which is closely related to the direct meaning. Taking a meaning which is closely related to the direct meaning. So here, instead of taking the meaning the Ganga water, you give up the direct meaning, that is the water, and take the bank, Ganga Tira, Tata. You take that meaning. And this meaning is the implied meaning, Lakshyartha. Direct meaning is called Vachyartha and implied meaning is called Lakshyartha. And this Lakshyartha is a meaning which is directly connected to the direct meaning. That is because when it is said Ganga, I cannot take Yamuna Tira. I have to take Ganga Tira only. The Lakshyartha has to be connected to the Vachyartha. Then only it can be Lakshana. I cannot take any other bank. So that is implied meaning. Lakshyartha. And this process of arriving at the Lakshyartha from a word is called Lakshanavritti. Abhidhavritti and Lakshanavritti. And this Lakshanavritti are of three types. One is called Jahal Lakshana, another is called Ajahal Lakshana, and the third one is called Jahad Ajahal Lakshana, which is also called Bhagatyaga Lakshana or Bhaga Lakshana. Number one, Jahal Lakshana. Number two, Ajahal Lakshana. Number three, Jahad Ajahal Lakshana or Bhaga Lakshana or Bhagatyaga Lakshana. Like the three Lakshanas are there. Jahal Lakshana means you give up the Vachyartha totally and take the Lakshyartha. Take another meaning. For example, Gangayam Hoshaha. The Ganga, Vachyartha of the word Ganga, you have totally given up. The stream you have totally given up. The water you have totally given up. And you have taken the Tata, the bank of Ganga. This is called Jahal Lakshana. Totally give up the Vachyartha and take Lakshyartha. Then there is second one, Ajahal Lakshana. Ajahal Lakshana means without giving the Vachyartha, you take an additional meaning. And therefore, the Lakshyartha will be Vachyartha plus something additional. That is called Ajahal Lakshana. Without giving the Vachyartha, you take an additional meaning. For example, Shono Dhavati, white runs. If I say white runs, it doesn't make sense. White, the Vachyartha of white is white color. White color cannot run. Therefore the sentence doesn't make sense. Therefore what I have to do is, I have to take the meaning white horse. The Lakshyartha is white horse. The word is white. The Lakshyartha is white horse. Here what I have done? I have not given up the vachyartha altogether. I have not given up the white color altogether. It is not given up at all. I took some additional meaning, horse. So that is vachyartha plus horse. Lakshyartha. This is called ajahal lakshana. And the third one is bhagatyaga lakshana. When I say, I ate a mango, it's a very, very simple example. I ate a mango. A whole mango I ate. Not today. Now mango is not available. A whole mango I ate. Did I eat the whole mango? No. I have given up the seed. The mango seed I have not included. The skin also I have not included. So only a particular portion of the mango only I have eaten. That is lakshyartha, the flesh of mango. That is lakshyartha. So here, I give up one part of vachyartha and retain one part of vachyartha. So the one part of vachyartha becomes lakshyartha. That is called bhagatyaga lakshana. Because part is given up. Bhaga, part is given up. And part is retained. Therefore it is called bhaga lakshana also. Bhage lakshana. In a part there is implication. Bhaga lakshana or bhagatyaga lakshana. So like that, there are three lakshana vrittis. And the acharya said that here, in the case of soyam devadattaha, and also in the case of tattvamasi, we have to use the third one, jahad ajahal lakshana, or bhagatyaga lakshana, and the author uses here, Bhagalakshana. Yameva Bhagalakshana iti uchyate. Page number 90. Yameva Bhagalakshana iti uchyate. That much we have seen. Now there is a question. Why do you have to take the implication? Why do you have to go for Lakshana? Why have to go for lakshyartha, the implied meaning? Why can't you manage with the vachyartha itself? Because when two words are in opposition and when there is the visheshana vishesha bhava, generally we don't take the lakshyartha. For example, neelam utpalam, blue lotus. Here we don't go for lakshyartha. We take vachyartha only. Blue means blue color. Lotus, a flower. You don't need lakshyartha. There is visheshana vishesha bhava. And the meaning fits. Similarly, why don't you take the vachyartha only in the case of tattvamasi also? That question has to be answered. We have to show that the tattvamasi is unlike blue lotus. In blue lotus, the relationship between blue and lotus can be of two types. One is samsargartha, an intimate, inseparable relationship. It's called samsarga. The lotus flower and its blue color. The blue is color. Lotus is a substance. Attribute and substance. There is an inseparable relationship. That can be one meaning. There can be another meaning also. Generally when we say, there is visheshana vishesha bhava, adjective and substantive relationship. The visheshana vishesha bhava can be of two types. One is between substance and attribute, like blue, red flower, if you say. The color and the object, the substance. Attribute and substance. It signifies. And sometimes we have statements like, that animal is a cow. That animal is a cow. Here, animal and cow, these are in opposition. But the relationship is not between that of adjective and substantive, not between substance and the attribute. Cow is not an attribute of the animal. It's not attribute. It is general and specific. Animal includes all, general. All types, it can be any animal. But then I specify, it is cow, a particular. General and particular. The author also says that in the blue lotus also, you can understand it slightly differently. That is the relationship between a general and a particular. The lotus, various types of lotuses are possible. I say blue, a particular type of lotus. So that can be the meaning of this sentence. Ultimately it is same. But it can be understood in two ways. One is the inseparable relationship between blue color and lotus. It's one way of understanding. Another way of understanding is, it is a lotus which belongs to the blue category. So these two meanings are possible in the case of the blue lotus, Nilotpal. So the first one is called Samsargartha. When I take the meaning as a substance with the blue color, lotus substance with the blue attribute, the relationship between a substance and attribute, an inseparable relationship between the substance and attribute, it is called samsargartha. If I take the meaning as specifying in the general, like there are various lotuses and this lotus belongs to the blue category, it is called vishishtartha. So, samsargartha and vishishtartha. The cow is an animal. The animal is a cow. The animal there is a cow. It is vishishtartha. There are general and you specify. So, samsargartha and vishishtartha are the two possibilities in the case of this blue lotus. And therefore, the Vachyartha fits here. By the Vachyartha itself, you can understand the meaning of the statement in the form of either Samsargartha or Vishishtartha. But in the case of the Tattvamasi, the Samsargartha and Vishishtartha will not fit. That we will see later, how it cannot fit. So we will see this paragraph. Tatrato asmin vakye neelam utpalam iti vakyavat vakyarthona sangachate asmin vakye. In this sentence, neelam utpalam iti vakyavat. Asmin vakye means in tattvamasi vakye. In tattvamasi vakya. Neelam utpalam iti vakyavat. Like the sentence neelam utpalam, blue lotus. Vakyartho na sangachate. Vakyartha, the meaning of the sentence, is not like blue lotus. Na sangachate, it does not fit. The meaning of this sentence is not like the meaning in blue lotus. That is the idea. In the blue lotus, the vachyartha you can take and you can make the sentence. You can understand the sentence. But here it is not so. Tatra tu neela padartha neela gunasya utpala padartha utpala dravyasya cha shaukhlya patadi bheda vyavartakataya anyonya visheshana visheshya rupa samsargasya anyatara visishtasya anyatarasya tadaikyasya va vakyarthatva angikare pramanantara virodha bhavat tadvakyarthah sangachate. Tatra tu, tatra means in the neelotpala, neelam utpalam, in that sentence, in that phrase. There are two words. One is neela, another is utpala. Neela padartha neela gunasya. What is neela padartha? The meaning of the word neela. What is that neela guna? The blue attribute. Neela guna, the blue color which is the attribute. When we say the word attribute, attribute means it is not substance. There is substance and attribute. Substance means dravya, dravya we say. Guna means attribute. Dravya and guna. The dravya exists independently, but guna cannot exist independent of dravya. If there has to be a color, red color, where is it? On some substance. Maybe on the cloth, maybe on the flower. So that is dravya. the substance. And on the substance this guna sits. That is dravya and guna. Attribute and substance. So here, nila padartha nila gunasya. So color, attribute need not be only color. It may be anything. It may be number also. It may be the heaviness or lightness also. It can be various things. Attribute. Heat is an attribute of fire. Fire is the substance. Like that. So, nila padartha nila gunasya. The nila padartha, the meaning of the word nila, is nila guna. The blue color, the blue attribute. Utpala padarthasya, utpala dravyasya. And what is utpala padartha? The meaning of the word utpala. Utpala dravya. The lotus flower, which is the dravya, which is the substance. Cha. So here guna, one padartha is guna, another padartha is dravya. These two have a relationship of visheshana visheshya bhava. And this visheshana visheshya bhava, what does it do? Shaukya patadi bheda vyavartakataya. Shaukya patadi bheda vyavartaka. The nila guna does shaukyadi bheda vyavartana. When there is a blue color, it excludes all other possible colors. Shaukya etc. Shaukya means whiteness. White color. It excludes. Blue color, white color it excludes. Red color it excludes. Like that. Green color it excludes. Any other possible color it excludes. The nila guna. And the utpalapada, what does it do? It excludes any other substance. Patadi bheda vyavartaka. It excludes the cloth because it has to be nothing but lotus. Therefore, a cloth is excluded. Pata means cloth. Cloth is excluded. A rose is excluded. Pen is excluded. Book is excluded. Everything other than the lotus in the world is excluded. So like that, bheda vyavartakatva is there. Itaretara bheda vyavartakatva. Elimination of mutual distinction. And therefore, by means of this, they may convey the meaning, two types of meanings. Either samsargartha or vishishtartha. First he says samsargartha. Anyonya vishesha vishesha visheshana vishesha rupa samsargasya. The aikya. Samsargasya aikyasya. The aikya which is in the form of samsarga. An intimate relationship. An inseparable relationship. In the form of anyonya visheshana vishesha rupa. One qualifying the other. One is adjective, another is substantive. That kind of samsarga. An intimate relationship between the two. Dravya and guna. Attribute and substance. They are not totally identical. They are not totally same. They are different. But inseparably connected. That is the first meaning. It's also called aikya. A kind of unity, but not a totally, total unity. Both are not exactly same. There is a difference, but they are intimately connected. It's not oneness. So, samsargasya. Or another meaning is possible, that is anyatara vishishtasya anyatarasya tadaikyasya. Another type of aikya. That is Vishishta Aikya, Vishishtartha Aikya. The Aikya can be either Samsargatmaka Aikya or it can be Vishishtatmaka Aikya. The Vishishtatmaka Aikya is general and specific, general and particular. Which lotus? Blue lotus. The lotus is a wider category, a wider group, a general group. In that, there is a particular called Neela, blue. That way also you can understand the sentence. So, Anyatara Vishishtasya Anyatarasya. One specified by the other. One general specified by, particularized by the other. Tadaikyasya. These two are, both are called Aikya. Samsarga is also Aikya. Vishishta is also Aikya. Tadaikyasya va vakyarthatva angikare. If you accept either of these two relationships, either of these two Aikyas as the vakyartha, as the meaning of the sentence, blue lotus. Pramanantara virodha abhavat. There is no virodha. There is no contradiction. There is no opposition by any other pramana. If there is a pramanantara virodha, you cannot accept. Suppose somebody says, The water burns, if I say, water burns, or ice burns, if I say, you won't accept. Why? Because you have never seen ice burning. Pramanantara virodha is there. Your pratyaksha pramana virodha is there. If I say ice burns. Therefore, the sentence cannot be accepted. But here it is not like that. There is blue lotus. Blue can qualify lotus. It has no pramana virodha. No pramana contradicts the fact. Therefore, vakyarthaha sangachate. The meaning of the sentence fits. The meaning of the sentence holds good. But it is not so in the case of Tattvamasi. That is told in the next paragraph. Atratu Tatpadartha Parokshatvadi Vishishta Chaitanyasya Tvampadartha Aparokshatvadi Vishishta Chaitanyasya Cha Anyonya Bheda Vyavartaka Taya Visheshana Vishesha Bhava Samsargasya Anyatara Vishishtasya Anyatarasya Tadaikyasya Va Vakyarthatva Angikare Pratyakshadi Pramana Virodhat Vakyartho na sangachate. Atra tu. Atra means here. Here means what? In Tattvamasi. Yeah. Tatpadartha parokshatvadi vishishta chaitanyasya. The tatpadartha. The meaning of the word tat. What? Parokshatvadi vishishta chaitanya. Ishvara. And Ishvara is the chaitanya. Characterized by various attributes like parokshatva. Ishvara is paroksha. We don't see Ishvara intimately. It is paroksha. Parokshatva, remoteness, and sarvajnyatva, omniscience, all these attributes are there. That kind of Chaitanya is the meaning of Tatpada, the word Tat. Tvampadartha aparokshatvadi vishishta chaitanyasya. And there is Tvampadartha, the meaning of the word Tvam. What is that? Aparokshatvadi vishishta chaitanya. The Chaitanya characterized by various attributes. One is aparokshatva. The Tvampadartha is myself. Therefore, I intimately know. It is aparoksha. And alpajnatva, little knowledge. Alpashaktimatva, etc. These two are the meanings. And they, anyonya bheda vyavartakataya, they eliminate mutual distinction in the sentence. But the problem is, you cannot take the meaning like in Neelotpala, Blue Lotus, because there is a contradiction that will be told. Visheshana Vishesha Bhava Samsargasya Anyatara Vishishtasya Anyatarasya Tadaikyasya Va Vakyarthatva Angikare Pratyakshadi Pramana Virodhat Vakyarthona Sangachate. You cannot take the Samsargatmaka Aikya. Visheshana Visheshya Bhava Samsargasya. The Samsarga you cannot take as the meaning, which is in the form of Visheshana Visheshya Bhava. The Samsarga between Tvampadartha and Tatpadartha, the Vachyarthas. Here we are taking Vachyartha only. We have not yet gone to Lakshyartha. Between Tvampada Vachyartha and Tatpada Vachyartha, Samsarga is not possible. You cannot say Jiva is an attribute of Ishvara. It is not possible. Why? Because if Jiva is an attribute of Ishvara, Ishvara will become samsari, because Jiva has samsaritva. Mutually opposite. Similarly, Ishvara cannot become an attribute of Jiva, because Ishvara is an attribute of Jiva. Jiva will become omniscient. There is contradiction. Therefore, samsarga is not possible. Jiva and Ishvara cannot have an inseparable relationship in the form of attribute and substance. Moreover, Jiva and Ishvara cannot have Vishishtartha also. The sentence cannot have Vishishtartha also. Because Ishvara is not a type of Jiva, you cannot say. Like cow is a type of animal, you said. Similarly, you can't say Ishvara is a type of Jiva or Jiva is a type of Ishvara. That is not true. It is like telling mosquito is a type of elephant. It cannot fit. So therefore, the second also cannot fit. Anyatara vishishtasya anyatarasya tadaikyasya va. Jiva is a particular in Ishvara, or Ishvara is a particular in Jiva. That is anyatara vishishtasya anyatarasya. Vishishtartha. That kind of aikya is also not possible. Vakyarthatva angikare. If you accept like this as the vakyartha, then what will happen? Pratyakshadi pramana virodhat. There is virodha. Pratyakshadi pramana virodha is there. Because if you say Ishvara is paroksha, Jiva is aparoksha, these two have the relationship of attribute and substance. Pratyakshadi pramana virodha is there. Pratyaksha, anumana, shastra, all pramanas are against it. Therefore, vakyartho na sangachate. The vakyartha does not fit. if you take it like Nilotpala. And for this statement, the Acharya is quoting a previous Acharya. Taduktam samsargova vishishtova vakyartho natra sammataha akhandaikara sattvena vakyartho vidushamataha iti taduktam. It is told by some previous Acharya. It is there in Panchadashi as well as in Vakya Vritti, this verse. Samsargova Vishishtova Vakyartho Natra Sammataha Atra. Atra means here in the Tattvamasi Vakya. Samsargaha Vakyarthaha. The Vakyartha is not Samsarga. Taking the Vakyartha as Samsarga is not Sammataha, is not acceptable. The Samsarga as Vakyartha is not acceptable. Similarly, the Vishishtartha as Vakyartha is not acceptable. So Jiva and Ishvara cannot have the relationship between as attribute and substance. That means samsargartha is not possible. And vishishtartha is not possible means you cannot say Jiva is a type of Ishvara or Ishvara is a type of Jiva. Ishvara is a particular type in Jiva. Like that also you cannot say. That is the idea. Then what is the vakyartha? Akhanda ekarasatvena vakyartha vidusham mataha. The vakyartha is akhanda ekarasa. Akhanda means undivided. Ekarasa, homogeneous, Brahman. That is the vakyartha. And it is told, it is accepted by the vidwans, by the learned people in the tradition. Vidusham mataha. It is the view of the vidwans, all the traditional acharyas. The vakyartha is not samsargartha, vakyartha is not vishishtartha, vakyartha is akhandartha. So here we can make out that the relationship between two words in apposition, if two words are in samanadhikaranya, the meaning of the sentence will be either samsargartha, number one, adjective substantive, sorry, not attribute and substance, the relationship between those two. Or it can be vishishtartha, general and specific. And the third possibility is what we are going to see, akhandartha. It is neither of these two, akhandartha. So, for akhandartha, we have to go for the lakshyartha. The vachyartha can give only those two, samsargartha and vishishtartha. But that doesn't fit here. Therefore, we have to go for lakshya. We have to go for implication. And in the implication also, there are three, jahal lakshana, ajahal lakshana and bhagatyaga lakshana. Jahada jahal lakshana. Now we have to see why we have to take only jahada jahal lakshana. Why not jahal lakshana? Why not ajahal lakshana? That analysis will come in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.